A new school for the town of Ketchumak-Selo is at the top of the Kenai Peninsula School District's list of funding requests to the legislature. But with the state in financial crisis due to declining oil revenue, their request may go unmet. KBBI's Daisha Eaton takes us to the tiny Russian village at the head of Ketchumak Bay to learn more.
Tanya Konev teaches preschool in Russian language at Ketchumak-Selo School, where she says space is tight.
The last couple of years, I didn't have a preschool, so I would teach wherever I could, like nurse's room, principal's office. And then last year, they made me a little closet. So now they have a little closet that I work with preschoolers.
So you're teaching preschool in a closet?
Yeah.
Where is that? Show me?
Sure.
Konev shows me the tiny closet where she teaches. It's colder inside than the main building. We can see our breath on the chilly morning.
So this is my preschool room. This is my second year in this little room.
The preschool in the closet is just one of the many far from ideal situations at the school. Tim Whipp, the principal at Ketchumak-Selo, says the buildings that make up the school are literally falling apart.
And most of these were built for homes and renovated to make it a schoolroom. Plus the buildings just, they're old and need a lot of work, and at a certain point, they're really not worth fixing up.
Whip says there are concerns about safety. A building that the high school is in has serious foundation problems.
Part of the high school is sinking in. And I'll show you when we go over there. It's definitely got a good slope.
Across town at the high school, you can see the building sloping down from the street. Inside, Principal Whip shows me the problems.
Well, the floor has got duct tape on it to keep it together, and you know, the carpet's been here for a while.
David Kalugin is the mayor of Ketchumak-Selo.
We have three buildings for 60 students, and the safety here is not too good. And when it's snowing or windy, they can feel the draft, and it's cold inside. I believe in the high school, they have to wear coats when it's really cold.
He moved to Ketchumak-Selo from Oregon in the 90s and says he's here to stay. He works as a commercial fisherman like most men in the village. He says he wants his two young children, 10 and 8, to get a good education so they'll have more opportunities. He says enrollment in the school has dropped a bit recently, but it will go back up again. And he hopes the school can be unified into a new single building.
It would be easier for teachers, easier for the children. Get these buildings replaced with a new upgraded school.
Standing outside the high school with the sloping foundation, he says if they don't build something new soon, they'll have to abandon the buildings.
One of the buildings I'm sure will be closed due to falling apart pretty soon. And we're running out of money to maintain them.
Kalugin says they've been asking the district to build them a new school for years. Now that they're finally at the top of the list and the state's out of money, he's worried it might not happen. This week, representatives of Ketchumak-Selo will be in Juneau to try to convince legislators that, despite the budget shortfall, they should build a new school in their village. In Ketchumak-Selo, I'm Daisha Eaton.